I can remember Black Lion Street, opposite the cricketers. There was a notorious downstairs gents there which had long since been closed by the police. Cottaging, of course, had almost an attraction to it. The risk element gave it a bit of a thrill, the risk of getting caught. There was very little mugging threat in those days. It was nearly all risks of policemen hiding in the broom cupboard and peering out through the grating in the top, things like that. And yet people used to be quite outrageous in their cottaging. Most people didn't do anything down there, merely had a look to see what's been flashed at them and maybe picked someone up and took them home. There wasn't a lot actually that went on, even in the cubicles to my knowledge.
What killed the cottagers was the 1960s, when women got the pill and all of a sudden women became available. Because they weren't available in those days. You were either married and you got a wife, in that case you were all right, or if you weren't married, your girlfriend usually wouldn't let you do anything. So I think that's why you got all this activity in the cottagers. We always called it trade, and that's what it was really. They weren't gay, these people. They were just randy and wanted serving, and there were always people like me that were willing.
Opposite the Cricketers Public House, turn right into Nile Street and walk to the junction with Brighton Place. Turn left and then take a diagonal right down Market Street. The old Golden Fleece is on the corner on the right-hand side.